Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta give them what they want. You know what I mean, Marco?
I am aware.
Get lost! I don't know why people love that.
I don't know. You made a whole thing on it, though, so it's
I didn't do it on purpose. I mean...
Well, I don't know.
I'm embarrassed by it. I did it earlier on purpose, the first caller of the day. Cubs fan getting on me saying, stop whining. I let him have it. Figured for old time's sake. Let it out now.
Well, play the hits, man. It turns you into a big time, yeah. You know, midday guy. I mean, you play the hits.
Well, because the next time I yell at somebody like that, it might be BT on the other end of it.
It might work out really well, too.
See how that goes over? Yeah. When we have our show meeting, Spike, can we build a barrier between the two of us just in case things get a little, you know, I don't want any altercations here. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, people love the yelling. I don't. People love the yelling. I don't even have the voice for it anymore, especially at this hour. And you start to lose your voice a little bit after a while. Tomorrow, we're going out in style, Marco. 5-hour marathon.
Again, with the this hour. I feel like you've just been nudging at me all night.
You've
been nudging at me all week. Never mind all night.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
And you're going home at 4 o'clock. I mean, who are you kidding? And by the way, you're hosting your own show. You'll be actually the first one to take over for me on Monday, right?
I guess
my normal.
Yeah, but it's one day. It's not like it's, you know.
Well, I'm just saying you're going to be the first voice that people, you know, maybe some people don't know. They'll be looking for me on Monday morning, and it's going to be, hey, Sal's gone. It's Marco.
Yeah. And they'll be like, what the hell just happened? Man, it is a holiday week. Oof. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll miss you the most. No, I won't. See y'all later.
So you've had one foot out the door for, I don't even know, basically since I saw you a couple days ago.
I sometimes at work at SNY, you know, because I have a desk there, I'll sit there and I just look at my calendar and I stare at it. And I look at the calendar and say, one, you know, I count down, one. So I can't wait to cross it off. And there's one left.
So you get a desk too?
At SNY I do. I wonder if that's going to happen. I don't think I have an office or anything. I was asking BT, I was like, where's the office? She's like, oh, we got to get one. I'm like, well, what do you mean you don't have the office? So we'll work on that. But yeah, I have a nice desk over at SNY. You should come visit one of these days.
I work in, when the sun's out, you got a desk.
You have your own little office back here. You're always in your own office.
The closet?
Yeah.
That's not mine. I share that closet.
Oh.
With everybody.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Have you ever gone in that closet?
I've been in there, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had conversations with Ack usually in there. He shuts the door and starts talking, but it is very close confines.
Yeah, it's tight and lonely.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You'll survive.
Lonely.
You, C-Mac, you could bond. Fleegs, I feel bad for Fleegs more than anybody because now he's the Met fan. And now you're going to have Keith on before, you know, obviously Keith stays in the evenings, leading into another Yankee fan in C-Mac. You're a Yankee fan. And now Fleegs is on an island by himself with the Mets. Are you worried about this at all, Fleegs?
I mean, I'm just, as a Mets fan, you just assume, like you were opening the show with, everything's going to be awful forever, so.
Right.
Just keep rolling with the punches.
It's also not good timing for it. Had this been last year, Fleegs, you could handle it a little bit better. This year now, it's, oh, God.
Right, you keep telling me every night the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I'm going to come in here. Well, actually, no, I will not be here. Let's just, I'll be sick in October.
Yeah, oh, man. The Yankees World Series run.
You got nothing to worry about here.
Stop. They're winning it all. You know it. As much as I say I don't hate the Yankees anymore, and I don't, when it starts to get close, you know, the Yankees get to the World Series, the rumblings start. Like, then it starts to build up. You know what I mean?
Totally fair. I said the same thing to you last year. I told you, I grew up hating the Mets. Truly hating.
Through the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, those teams, like I said, I've mentioned it a million times. Those teams, the Keith Hernandez, the Wally Backman.
What about Doc and Darryl? Do you have a problem?
Yeah, I hated everybody. Tim Tuffle shaking his ass every time he got the box. Yeah, that whole team, I hated.
The Tuffle Shuffle. I hated
it.
That.
I hated all of it. I hated everything about. You get older, I didn't care anymore.
Right.
Plus, the Mets, you know, didn't dominate. They didn't own the city anymore. But I will admit, like last year, they get into the playoffs.
Mets fans start going nuts.
You get into October and you hear all the chatter, especially around, you know, these halls, because I feel like you guys are cockroaches. You crawl out from everywhere, all the Mets fans here. Yeah, it gets to be where it's like, what? That's enough.
Don't you think, though, because Fleegs and I were having this conversation, don't you think that sports fans just say, because there were even, I'm a Mets fan. There are Mets fans that make me want to root against the Mets. You know what I mean? Like, there are sports fans that just irk you by nature if they're not, I don't know the right way. Fleeks, what were we talking about before? Like, how would you put it? But there are fans
there are fans that, as a Mets fan, they make me want to root against my own team. Like, I hate, like, it's not the Yankees team I can't stand outside of Roger Clemens.
It's the Yankees fans.
Yankees fans.
Right.
But I also will understand, like, and Marco's the kind of Yankee fan that'll admit the same thing. There are Yankees fans that he can't stand the way there are Mets fans that you and I cannot stand.
Right.
100%, but I think it does come back to this. Not so much for Fleegs as much, but you and I, we have this issue. We just don't like people.
Right.
So once you start opening your mouth and you start talking.
Don't leave me out of this party.
Really? See, I feel like Fleegs, I feel like we have more anger. I feel like you're a nicer person than we are.
It comes across as nicer, but
I was giving
down,
you some credit here. I'm not a nice person. So the hatred comes in and you start to just, it irks at you. And it partly becomes with people speaking.
I don't think it's the people. I think it's there is something about the annoyance of the sports fan when it's like when they're having too much fun or enjoying things too much. Like, all right, enough. Calm down. Like, come back down to earth. No sports fan should be that happy. If I can't enjoy it, then why are you enjoying it? I think there's some of that. So it is the fan.
For me, with the Yankee fans, it's almost the opposite of that. A Yankees fan has never had a bad day in their life, and all they do is complain. Yeah. Like, Sal, think if a Yankee fan had to go through 1/100th of the garbage you and I have had to sit through and tolerate.
Right. You know, they get mad at a 92-win season. And that's like a high watermark in Mets history. Wow, they won 90 games that year? Holy cow. Yankees win 92. It's like everybody should be fired. This is not good enough.
We're being run through a wood chipper 24/7, and they're complaining about like one tiny splinter in their pinky finger.
Yeah.
What do we tell you? Raise your expectations, losers. Like, what do you want from me?
But they have. This is what happens. The expectations were raised. They have been raised. And they fall flat on their face again. It's embarrassing. It's sickening. Enough of it already. I've had it. And then Domingo Germán throws a perfect game. Like, come on. Is there any more kicks to the groin that the Mets fan can take from the sports gods? I've had enough.
Especially us. Like, we're the two Mets fans that are, hey, we still love what Steve Cohen is doing. We understand the long-term vision.
Right.
We're willing to be patient. And then we still have to sit there with texting through this game like, can you believe this guy's about to throw a perfect game?
I can't believe it. Domingo Germán. The Mets have had some of the great pitchers of all time suit up in their uniform, and they can't sniff a perfect game. Domingo Germán goes out there and spins one. Come on.
He's got good stuff.
Jacob DeGrom went to Oakland last year and got shelled.
Right. Exactly. In a game that, I just got off the flight.
It cost the Mets the division.
I was in the Uber or the cab to the hotel in Oakland to go watch the Mets the next day. I thought about going to that game. DeGrom's getting shelled. It cost them. That blew the division. That was part of it. Jacob DeGrom. Domingo Germán's throwing a perfect game against this team. Come on. It's not right. Maybe Jerry's right. There aren't any sports gods. Because what kind of sports gods would do this? This
fair
torture.
And loving.
It just doesn't end. The rich get richer. I'm tired of it.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.